This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Chhattisgarh, 30 Maoists have been killed in two different encounters today. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in the forest situated at the border area of the Bijapur and Dantewada district. After this intelligence input, a joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. Since this morning, there was intermittent firing between the security forces and the Maoists in Gangalur area. A Jawan of District Reserve Guard was martyred in the encounter. So far, the bodies of 26 Maoists have been recovered from the spot. Apart from this, large number of automatic weapons and explosive materials have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. In another operation in Kanker district of Chhattisgarh, four Maoists were killed in an exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. Mr. Shah said the government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those extremists who are not surrendering despite all the facilities being offered. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Today the country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal-Mukt Bharat Abhiyan." Mr. Shah said the country is going to be Naxal-free by 31st of March next year. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh held discussions with Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates in New Delhi today. The meeting aimed to expand private sector and startup participation in India's innovation push and biomanufacturing surge. During the meeting, Dr. Singh emphasized that the country has witnessed a surge in biotech innovations supported by policies like Bio-E3 biotechnology for economy, employment and environment. Mr. Gates praised India's biotech advancements, acknowledging its leadership in vaccine development, including partnerships that led to the HPV and COVID-19 vaccines. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following DMK and some other opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, it was adjourned for the day as DMK MPs were again seen wearing T-shirts in protest of the proposed delimitation. The presiding officer objected to the attire of the protesting members. As noisy scenes prevailed, the House was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed four adjournments over the issue. When the House reassembled after the third adjournment, at 2 p.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day amid deadlock over the issue of DMK MPs wearing T-shirts with slogans in the upper house. Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jual Oram has said that the government is implementing various schemes to increase the literacy rate among scheduled tribes. He said the literacy rate of scheduled tribes remains lower than that of the overall population. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Oram said, over the years, there has been a significant improvement in ST literacy and the gap is gradually narrowing. The Punjab police has removed protesting farmers from Shambhu and Kanauri borders. Punjab police also resumed its operation to dismantle the remaining temporary structures on the Punjab side of the Shambhu border to clear the road. Haryana police has also started removing cemented barricades which were erected to prevent the Punjab farmers from heading to Delhi. At the Shambhu border, JCB and other machines have been deployed to remove the concrete blocks to clear the Shambhu-Ambala road, which remained closed for over a year. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya officially inaugurated the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandviya emphasized the importance of the Khelo India initiative in promoting the growth and development of sports across the country. The sports minister stated that under the Khelo India program, the sports ecosystem in India is evolving rapidly and leading to significant improvements in athletes' performance. He extended his best wishes to the para-athletes participating in the Khelo India Para Games 2025, which will be going on till the 27th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.